I love you too, George. Now, out of the kitchen, or we'll never eat. He waggled his eyebrows at her, which made her laugh, but he moved around the counter to the small dining room where she'd set the table with two place settings in his white stemware and cheap stainless steel flatware. He wanted to buy her china and silver, diamonds and gold. Her agreeing to move in with him was just the beginning. He had an 18-month plan that would culminate in a wedding of her choosing, wherever she wanted, whatever she wanted, though he'd love to see her in a big white dress. His Sandy had been raised in the projects, first-generation American of Nigerian descent, but she'd fought her way out. Went to college on scholarship and now ran the HR department of a huge mortgage company, making good enough living to buy her hard-working mother a small condo in the suburbs. He had never met a woman like her, and he knew she was the one for him. They were compatible in all ways. Never in his life had simply looking at a woman made him ready to drop to his knees and beg her to be his, forever, until now. She was very cautious, though, so he'd started with proposing she move in with him. She'd made it clear, very early in their relationship, that she wouldn't jump into anything except his bed, it seemed. She was the aggressor there, which had been thrilling, even though he'd known from day one she was special, too special to mess things up.